Chapter 47 Quae est finis, Part 3
I earned my name for killing the mighty Queen Avia, one who was a worthy adversary indeed,
Nya Dagger bellowed.
I wonder how her granddaughter will hold up to her legacy.
Nya Dagger moved his head, as an orange glow could be seen at the very back of his open maw. Twilight was barely able to put up a shield in time as flames came forth from the dragon. The smoldering flames licked their way around the shield. Inside, Twilight's brow creased as she concentrated all of her power on stopping the incoming torrent. The flames flickered out as Nya Dagger stopped to take in another deep breath of air. This gave Twilight and the others the opportunity they needed.
Cardis, flank left! Spike, you take right!
Twilight shouted as she took to the air and charged her horn dangerously. The moment they heard the princess's commands, they darted in their respective directions around the large dragon. Nya Dagger moved his large draconic eyes, flicking between the three as he tried to choose his target. His mind was made up for him when the changeling princess unleashed a lavender beam lance, striking down from her newly gained height. Nya Dagger was forced to place a hand in the way of the beam to protect his face. He snarled viciously as he felt the beam slice into the limb and leave a nasty, deep cut where it had trailed across. He homed in on the princess, and another torrent of fire was unleashed in her direction, which forced Twilight to move with haste. She narrowly avoided the blast, even as boiling embers landed on her chitin. Nya Dagger stopped his attack abruptly when he felt two far weaker bolts of magic impact his right shoulder, as the changeling drone who fired them flew over. He snorted as another was shot his way, but like the previous two, it barely even made a dent in his scales. However, he couldn't help but flinch as he felt sharp fangs dig their way into his neck. A bite from the much smaller dragon whom had just landed there. While painful and annoying, Spike's teeth ultimately were able to do little to the dragon overall. Nya Dagger took a step back as two sets of spellfire came at him from the same direction. Twilight's magic pierced his scales, allowing Cardis's weaker shots direct access to the far, softer flesh beneath. The large red dragon gave out a deafening roar as he reached up and grabbed Spike. He wrenched the younger dragon off of his back and then launched him towards the two changelings. The two were forced to stop their spellcasting as Spike obstructed their line of sight, instead opting to use levitation to catch their friend in midair. Only for a mountain of fire hotter than lava to engulf their position in its entirety. Nya Dagger ceased his flames as he looked to where he expected to see the charred remains of his three combatants fall to the ground. However, a sound caught his attention and caused him to create a complete U-turn to find its source. It was there that he saw Lavender Sparks deposit the two changelings and one dragon as Twilight's teleportation spell completed.
You are all tenacious, but it can only save you for so long!
Nya Dagger bellowed as he spread out his wings and began to beat them in the air. Sand and rock were thrown through the air by the air current produced by the dragon's massive wings, and Nya Dagger took to the sky, flying up before diving downwards towards his prey. Two highly lethal beams of magic impacted against one another in the ruined remains of the atrium. Crimson and green sparks fused together to form blinding flashes of light, smaller beams randomly splitting off from where the two primary beams coalesced. The two queens were locked in a fight for dominance over one another. Seeing the fight going nowhere anytime soon, Crudelis opened her wings and suddenly took to the air, disengaging her magic flow as she did. Chrysalis's beam shot right through where Crudelis was less than a second earlier and smashed the latter's makeshift throne into nothing more than dust. Crudelis veered down over Chrysalis and released another beam right down onto her niece below. Chrysalis, with a boost from her wings, was able to sidestep the attack as it smacked into the floor, where it left a small, smoking crater in its wake. Chrysalis retaliated with several short bursts of her magic in Crudelis's general direction, aiming for her wings, forcing Crudelis to evade the incoming strikes. With a series of aerial acrobatics, the Red Queen retreated past the ruined statue to the other end of the large space. Chrysalis's slitted eyes narrowed towards her opponent, though her gaze was diverted with the sound of hooves galloping into the atrium through the entrance she herself had used. Three of Crudelis's armored drones set their sights on her and raised their weapons, two holding swords and one a spear. They never stood a chance. The two drones with blades struck forwards towards Chrysalis while the third threw his spear in her direction. Chrysalis simply grabbed onto the spear in midair with her magic and proceeded to weave it through all three drones like a knitting needle. Immediately afterwards, Chrysalis saw something in the corner of her eye and quickly brought her spear around. She threw it forwards to meet the oncoming queen. Crudelis's eyes widened as she saw the weapon come hurtling in her direction. She tried to dodge to the side, but she wasn't quite quick enough. She let out a pained curse as the weapon scraped along her barrel, leaving a deep gash where it had sliced into and along her. The spear impacted into the wall behind her, snapping in two from the impact. By no means done for, Crudelis bared her fangs in pure fury as she charged the other queen, their horns locking in a violent struggle. The two grappled and fought against each other for a few moments before Crudelis managed to lurch Chrysalis backwards and flick down with her horn, leaving a bloody cut on Chrysalis's right cheek. Crudelis smirked as Chrysalis sent another bolt of magic her way, placing up a shield to protect herself.
"You know something?"
Crudelis asked behind her barrier. Crudelis pushed forwards with her magic and pushed Chrysalis back before taking to the air.
"Unlike Serpens, I don't need a magical rune to kill you." "And I thought Longshot talked too much."
Chrysalis sneered as she fired again, Crudelis flying higher to avoid it. As Chrysalis moved to follow, the two danced around each other through the air, firing shot after shot and impacting against each other using their magical shields as battering rams. Crudelis swirled to avoid a green beam as she swooped down to the bottom of the atrium, picking up the sharp end of the broken spear as she did so. A single set of eyes peered on from one of the atrium's establishments, nodding to himself as he received orders from his queen. Nya Dogger made to grab Spike in his gigantic set of teeth, but the young dragon just managed to avoid becoming the appetizer in Nya Dogger's three-course meal. Twilight flew past and fired another piercing beam of lavender magic at the dragon. As Nya Dogger gave a roar of pain, Cardus, having long given up on his own inferior magic skills, landed on the dragon's head and began to stab into Nya Dogger's scalp with his blade with desperate determination, trying to force the blade through the gaps in his scales. The large dragon gave another roar and violently shook his head from side to side, throwing Cardus into the air but leaving his sword lodged in Nya Dogger's thick skull. Nya Dogger tried to back Cardus with a set of claws but was distracted by Twilight's next attack as she swooped by, gracefully spinning through the air in a display that would make Rainbow Dash leak liquid pride. Her corkscrew motion made the beam of magic much harder to block. As Cardus was forced to retreat back, Twilight spun around and dived down towards the dragon, avoiding another torrent of fire set her way. She sent several smaller beams down onto the dragon's spine as she flew along his back, creating many deep wounds, with a lucky shot nearly severing his right wing. Just a few inches over, and the wing would have become limp. Nya Dogger was getting tired of this. As Twilight rounded for another run, she gave a surprised shriek as the dragon grabbed onto her and held her tightly in his palm. Twilight momentarily panicked as Nya Dogger went to crush her, putting up a shield to hold off his brute strength. However, cracks instantly started to appear around the shield as it failed under the stress. only for his grip on Twilight to lessen, accompanied by a pained roar. Twilight looked up to see Spike. He'd managed to get right up to Nyadaugr's left eye, and had sunk all of his teeth and claws in as deep as he could, blinding it. "Don't you touch her!" Spike shouted in anger as he jumped off and made for the right eye. Nyadaugr moved to knock Spike off, but Twilight shot his hand as it raised, causing it to flinch back and fail to remove Spike before he had done equal damage to the second eye. Spike was finally thrown off as the blinded beast began to whip around erratically, releasing a great many panicked bursts of fire. This erratic behavior would prove his end, as the constant volley of fire left him ragged for breath. As Nyadaugr slowed and tried to take deep gulps of air, he physically couldn't see Twilight fly up to his face and fire a single powerful bolt into Nyadaugr's maw. With great concentration, she normally couldn't pull off in a fast-paced fight like this, and wouldn't have been able to if Nyadaugr had tried to stop her. She guided the bolt straight down Nyadaugr's throat and into his lungs. The great dragon gave a choked scream as his lungs burst, the ignited air exploding inside of him. He began to bleed internally, and his lungs collapsed. His gasps for air were in vain, as he couldn't fill his destroyed lungs. He thrashed around for a few more seconds before his movements grew weak and little. Then, he began to fall rapidly from the sky, impacting hard into the ground. As the dust kicked up by the impact began to clear, Twilight and Spike landed in front of the twitching Nyadaugr. He was dead, though they weren't sure if it was the impact with the ground or the suffocation that had finally finished the ancient dragon.
That was exhausting. Spike panted heavily.
Yeah. Nice work with the eyes. Never thought you could be that vicious, Spike.
Twilight raised an eyebrow.
He was going to kill you, Twilight, Spike muttered.
Twilight gave him a small smile and pulled him in with a wing.
Thanks, Spike.
Spike smiled back, if slightly sheepishly.
Though all this does is make me wish for the old days, when our most pressing day-to-day threat was a con artist or show-off performers.
Spike chuckled.
Those were the good old days, Spike said as he looked around. Hey, where's Cardus?
Up here!
Cardus shouted up from the dragon, holding his sword.
Couldn't leave my weapon behind. My original is buried under tons of rubble, after all.
Twilight rolled her eyes.
Come on, you two. Let's get to Mother.
Crudella shouted in rage as a bolt of green magic shot by her. She could feel the heat of the arcane energy singe the edges of her chitin. Crudella fired several shots at Chrysalis as she dived straight for the queen. Chrysalis intercepted and stopped the magical bolts, but the effort left her unable to stop Queen Crudellus from slamming into her. The two struggled in the air, trading punches and kicks, as each tried in vain to knock the other to the ground. Chrysalis bared her fangs in frustration and bit down into Crudellus' shoulder, eliciting a shout of pain from the latter. Chrysalis tasted the blood against her tongue as she opened her jaw and bit down even harder, this time into Crudellus' neck. Crudellus, realizing that Chrysalis was moments away from breaking her neck, cast a panicked teleportation spell around herself. The spell took Chrysalis with Crudellus due to the physical contact, but the force of suddenly appearing and being thrown to the floor of the atrium managed to dislodge Chrysalis from her opponent's neck. As both injured queens fell to the floor a good couple of meters from one another, Crudellus created a portal on the ground around her, quickly sinking down into it before Chrysalis could get her bearings. Chrysalis looked towards where Crudellus had just been and gave a shout of anger.
Crudellus! Reveal yourself, coward! Or perhaps the new Empress isn't all she's cracked up to be!
A sinister laugh echoed throughout the large chamber, reverberating off the walls so Chrysalis couldn't pinpoint its location.
Come and find me, dearest niece.
Crudelis' magically projected voice called out among the broken atrium. Chrysalis snarled and did a quick scan of the area around her, seeing no sign of the queen. She opened her gossamer wings and took to the air, scanning the second level, only to get similar results. Chrysalis looked up into the air, her gaze softening as she looked up into the wonderful blue sky. She couldn't help but notice the angry glare the sun had, and could easily guess the reason. It comforted her that even if she were to fall, Twilight would still have others to turn to. Another mother to turn to. Velvet and Celestia both. Her daughter wouldn't be left alone. And for that, she was grateful. Focusing back on the here and now, Chrysalis began to scan each and every floor for any sign of Crudelis. And just as she was nearing the top, a weak bolt of green magic impacted her, barely causing her to flinch. Chrysalis spun around to view the cause of the bolt, and saw Crudelis standing on the same balcony where she had first revealed the atrium to Twilight 2 years prior. Chrysalis shot forwards towards Crudelis, the latter's eyes widening as she looked for an escape. She tried to take to the air, but Chrysalis slammed into her with full force, slamming her aunt into the ground. Their eyes met, Crudelis's full of fear. Chrysalis lit up her horn and created a precision beam of magic that pierced into the front of Crudelis's skull, through her brain and out the other end. Crudelis's body went limp as her blood-red eyes rolled up into the back of her skull, as all life faded away. Chrysalis's victory was short-lived, however, when green flames whipped around Crudelis as her form shrunk down from a queen to a simple drone.
What?
Chrysalis whispered. A sharp scream filled the atrium as Chrysalis felt the tip of a spear embed itself in her back, the broken weapon held in the red aura of the ravenous Queen Crudelis. Chrysalis cursed herself for her stupidity. The magic bolt that had hit her wasn't only exceptionally weak, it had been green. The spear was retracted from her back, and Chrysalis spun around to try and intercept the next strike, only for her right foreleg to be violently blown off by a blast of magic, and for the spear to slice clean through her chest. Crudelis retracted the blade and stabbed Chrysalis again, and then again. The ailing queen tried to fire off a magical bolt in retaliation, but her weakening body was unable to yield results. Crudelis retracted the blade and stabbed it in one last time, this time leaving it there. Chrysalis fell to the floor, gasping for breath as her many open wounds bled heavily onto the floor. She coughed up some blood and struggled to look up to meet Crudelis' icy glare, showing no fear in her own.
Defiant and insolent to the very end,
Crudelis said with the barest hint of respect. She charged her horn and unleashed a beam of magic, trailing it across the balcony as she disconnected it from the atrium's wall. The victorious queen took to the air as the balcony buckled and fell into the deep depths below, shattering on impact with the atrium's ground floor and burying Chrysalis under the rubble. When Twilight entered the atrium, everything was eerily quiet. She looked around frantically, having felt her mother's presence in the hive mind become weak, but it was still there. The signs of battle were painfully apparent, but Crudelis was already long gone.
Mother!
Twilight shouted out.
Mother, please!
Silence greeted her desperate calls. As the three looked around a destroyed atrium, Twilight's heart sunk when she spotted a severed limb laying near a pile of rubble. A leg.
No! No!
Twilight shouted in deep pain as she landed onto the rubble pile and began to pull away at the many pieces. After staring for a moment, stunned by the sight, Cardus and Spike got to work helping uncover where their queen lay. After what seemed to be hours,
Twilight finally uncovered her mother, quickly moving the final few pieces of rubble away and levitating her mother out and onto a clearer spot on the floor.
Mother?
Twilight shakily asked, horrified at her many deep wounds and missing leg. A small, shallow breath could be heard as Chrysalis held on to what little life was left in her body.
She's alive! Spike shouted.
Princess, we need to get your mother out of here. She won't survive without immediate medical attention.
I know!
Twilight snapped, using some healing spells to strengthen Chrysalis' ailing body. Together, the three picked up Chrysalis and flew her from the Badlands Hive, which, as Twilight looked back, was encompassed in a ravenous fire. Black smoke blew high into the sky as the smell of death rippled through the air. As Twilight, Spike, Cardus, and the near-dead Chrysalis began to make their journey to meet up with the others, on the edge of the Badlands the survivors finally reached safely. Panacea and Juvenis looked up as the sound of blades chopping through the air filled their ears. EUP helicopters came into view as they began to circle the changelings. Moments later, they began to land, medics jumping out, treating the wounded, and comforting the despondent families in any way they could. Supplies were set up, and makeshift shelters were set up as well, as EUP ponies and guards of both Chrysalis and Draco set up a perimeter to watch for any lurking threats. Medics rushed to greet Twilight and the others as they finally reached safety themselves. They looked over Chrysalis. A grim look was on the most senior doctor's face.
We need to operate! Now, go!
He shouted as they took Chrysalis into a nearby tent to begin their work, guards positioned outside. Everything had become just too much. The emptiness in Twilight's head was unbearable. That morning, there had been 10,000 changeling drones in the hive mind. Now, there were 4,000, at best. 2,000 soldiers had died fighting Crudelis' forces, and the other 4,000 civilians had never managed to escape the doomed hive. 1,000 soldiers and 3,000 changeling civilians were crammed into tight spaces with little supplies to go around. The ponies' relief efforts were doing their best, but things were still dire. The world began to shift for Twilight. She barely noticed Cardus reunite with his family in a tearful embrace, or Spike receiving aid for his own wounds.
Princess, you're hurt. You need to be checked out,
a pony doctor asked as he approached.
I'm fine.
Twilight managed to say before slipping into unconsciousness.